The half-empty cup of Joe is sponsored by Milan Vukovic with Tahibo Tea at 818-610-8088.
This is your half-empty cup of Joe.
Pour a cup of this good-smelling coffee. It will taste as good as it smells.
This show is hosted by Joe Jaquint and Jason Walker. Because half a cup is better than no cup.
Good morning and welcome the short Friday edition of the Half Empty Cup. Joe and Jason here on this Friday. I hope all of you have a fantastic weekend planned for you as this year of chaos. Man, it certainly seems like things are getting a lot weirder, right? And preparations are being made all over the globe, whether it's central banks buying gold, whether it's all of these new rules that we just talked about on the Patriot Radio News Hour in regards to your money market accounts now and their ability to lock them up. I'm going to just say this as we get ready to go here. The surveillance, the government's ability to essentially enslave us all, they've already built the mousetrap, and most people just don't even know it, right? I just feel like, Jason, I just feel like they've already put the walls of the prison up. We just can't see them, right? We just can't see the wall. They're already up. They've already got us surrounded. I mean, it's just what it feels like to me. And even I, who I feel like I've got a pretty good grasp on it. No, I mean, they're so far ahead of us and what we're doing. By the time we talk about it on the air, it's already well past it.
Yeah, Joe, you've heard me. This thing happened decades ago. I think what we're going through now is this is just ebb and flow. I mean, everything's different, you know. It's a different generation or it's a different time in history. But as far as America, if we're going to talk, let's just talk about this neck of the world, you know, this was bought and paid for, you know. They may not have had full control during World War I and the Depression, but after World War II, it was sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered. And, you know, it's funny how you live in a country and you compare yourself to other countries. Oh, we're the best country in the world. We got this and we've got that and we've got all these benefits. And we're just – but it's kind of funny unless you've traveled to other countries. And I haven't traveled to other countries, so I'm trying to do the best I can to listen to people in other countries and decipher what's true and what's fake. You know, Steve Starrs was on the show with us on Tuesday talking about how Russia's standard of living is – not what you would think it is. It's looking pretty good over there. There's a lot going for living in Russia. I'll say this, Joe. All I see is standard of living dropping more and more and more under a financial system which is getting weaker, weaker, and weaker. And I say many times that it's all one world system controlled by a group of families, but these families do jockey for position. And I would say the direct owners of this nation, they've lost their grip, Joe. It's you know, they're gonna set up shop in another country, which just say China, or does it even have to be a country? Is this all just in the fake world of the internet where we discussed yet last hour? They can click a button and take assets from you. Do they even need a country? And so I don't. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. You said the trap is being built. It was built a long time ago. They were building this thing when America was colonies. They thought they had the trap here. In fact, there was a lot of disrespect. The Rothschilds actually had disrespect for America. I was watching some videos on these banking families just last night, and you know, I didn't realize how much J.P. Morgan, and that was actually J.S. Morgan, his dad, their families here in America, their family started figuring some things out, and they got involved in some European wars, and they put a bunch of war loans on France that was losing to Prussia. Well, the Rothschilds decided not to, because they knew France was going to lose. Well, the Morgans are like, this is a huge opportunity. They have such a great debt market. They said they love that France had a debt collection system at the time that was way ahead. And so the Morgans put all this money in on France, and France lost the war like everybody pretty much predicted. But France paid all the loans back. The Rothschilds didn't get any of that money, and the Morgans became a big, big world player. So the Morgans and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, well, they built the Federal Reserve. They're working together. But, Joe, I mean, if something needs to be moved out of America to China, if something needs to be moved from China to Africa, if something just needs to be moved into some digital market, so, some weird new idea of what money is, it'll be done. And you understand more and more from a very central conventional point of view. You've been doing this a lot longer than me and known about this. I've always come from it looking at everything with suspicion. I don't trust anything. Joe has some trust for some things, and I think that's the only difference in how we see things. And this is why I go way back further, Joe. This thing has been built and sprung upon Americans a long time ago. This country had a nice little run in the 1800s, and through the 1900s and this century, it's just showing us we are bought and sold, we are controlled, and you know, you can enjoy life as a serf. You just have to be a little smarter than the other serfs, Joe, because I'm not a Morgan family member. I'm not a Rothschild family member. It's a whole different world, right, Joe, than where we live.
Yeah, it really truly is. And it's something where as we continue to see all of this play out, this next one, they're setting the trap for the greatest confiscation of wealth the world has ever seen. That's just what's coming. And like I said, they put the fences out. One of the texters texted in, his life insurance company just sent him a letter and said, hey, we reserve the right to pay any claim as we see fit. Right? Even life insurance. Well, you know, maybe we're going to give it to you. But what they're saying is, hey, listen, if it goes bad and we don't have the money, we don't have to pay something.
I'm Marie Sain, your county commissioner, and I approve this message. Are you tired of your property taxes going up 30% a year? I was the only commissioner to vote against a new taxing district and against increasing your property taxes, and the only commissioner to fight for your First Amendment right in public meetings and to fully fund the sheriff during this immigration crisis. My opponent did not support or flip-flopped on this, guns, life, and more. We need bold leadership, and I provided that. Because you're my boss, I fight for you. I am not afraid to take a stand for freedom. I'm Marie Sain. Learn more at sainforwell.com.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
The Tree Farm's Array of Trees Sale. Now through July 16th. See sale items at thetreefarm.com. Save 25 to 45% on thousands of 3 to 8-year-old shade and flowering trees. Choose from honey locust, linden, maple, oak, crabapple, flowering plum, serviceberry, willow, and more. And save big on thousands of shrubs and perennials. The Tree Farm's Array of Trees Sale.
You
come see.
25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
The house. half-empty cup of Joe is sponsored by James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC, at 720-203-0731.
We're back here, the half-empty cup. Joe and Jason wrapping up the week. I worked for an insurance company a year ago that sold cancer and heart attack insurance. We had a meeting where they explained that because of the rise in heart attacks and cancers, they may not be paying out the claims due to the jabs, as they were experimental and violated the policy. Oh, my gosh. Right. It is the devil in the details to these things. You know, all of these are contracts. And here's the sad part. Is the way these contracts are now written, it guarantees now that the policy holder, the bank account holder, the money market account holder, they're going to be the ones that get shortchanged. Allstate just announced yesterday a $1.4 billion loss, as catastrophic events accounted for huge losses. They're saying 5 wind and hail events in Texas, Colorado, and Illinois were to blame. They said Allstate now says that they've had catastrophic losses of $1.1 billion in May, $500 million in April. They are now set for losses of about $2.6 billion, Jason, and insurance rates have gone absolutely insane. And now Allstate and, by the way, Progressive, they did a little better. They only lost $720 million in the month of May. But both companies saying that they're continuing to, quote, unquote, evaluate insurance rates and get ready for policies to have to cost a lot more. And this is now Alberto, the first storm of the season, getting ready to bear down on Texas. Jason, it really is crazy what's happening in all of these things, because something like insurance, I mean, that used to be a reasonable expense. In some places, they're just flat out saying, we won't even give you insurance.
Yeah, I mean, we had a massive hail event in Greeley up north from where I'm at right now, and it looked really bad. You know, when you have your neighborhoods looking like piles of snow had built up and it's all hail, it's not going to be good for the insurance companies. But here's the thing: they have a business model; they're supposed to be ready for this. You know, and obviously the inflation, Joe, has got to be the major factor when it comes to this, because people are making claims and having to pull out, I guess, the full amount, right? I mean, if you had a roof with a $5,000 deductible, well, you have to pop in the $5,000, but the insurance company, that's what they were depending on to be able to kind of make it easy for them to replace the roof. Well, now the roof is probably, you know, it could be up to $5,000 more just to replace it, right, Joe? So, it's another sign of how very expensive, how difficult it is in this day and age for these insurance companies, any company really, to do business when it comes to this sort of thing. I mean, we got a caller, Joe. Do you want Glenn to chime in real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
If you want to call in, it's 877-536-1360, or you can be like the texter we just read. You could text in, and Joe will read it. Glenn, go ahead. What is your comment?
So, Joe, you mentioned the cage that the government's built around us. Well, think of the dog owner that puts the invisible dog fence around his yard, and then they put the white flags out there so the dog doesn't get shocked accidentally. He knows his limits. Well, they put the dog cage out there for us, but they have not put the little white flags out. We're going to bump into it and get shocked pretty bad. And, well, the boobus Americanus, the stupid Americans will. But people that listen to this show know better, you know, because you're letting them know, which is great. And that's awesome. But, yeah, that's where we are with this. And, you know, the government doesn't care. They could care less about that, you know.
So, Glenn, did I just hear you say that we're the dogs that have already shocked ourselves and know the gate's there, and now we're just sitting there watching the other dogs hit the fence, and I guess what, we get to laugh because we learned about it first? Is that what I just heard?
That's what you just heard. That's about the best analogy I can make on this whole thing, because the cage is there. We know about it, but the most people don't. And, you know, eventually the dogs get used to the fence, and they know not to. The dog owner can remove the flags because the dog is trained, and that's what they want. They want obedient servants, like the George Carlin clip you play. It's just perfect. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to this show. I'm like, oh my God, it's the dog fence, because I see them all over my town. You know. Oh, and an update on the Dally. The Dally is going to be leaving Baltimore Harbor to go to Norfolk for repairs. I'm shocked they're letting it leave before they pay their bill. And they're going to let some of the crew leave the United States, which is interesting. They're going to leave some of them here so they can be deposed in any investigation. So that's the update on the Dally.
Did they unload that ship before they're doing this, though? I mean, they probably got at least the shipments off there.
No, there's still a lot of the containers still on that ship. I don't know why they're not removing them. They removed all the ones around where the damage was, but some have been removed, but not all of them.
I wonder if they're empty. I wonder if they're empty.
I read an article the other day where all these containers are washing up on the shores of the Baltimore Harbor with, like, deer hides in them. You know, how disgusting do you think that is, that in this heat of all this crap that's in this, and there was a sheen of oil all over the water from all the perfume that got smashed into the water. You know, now that's all dissipated since the accident, but still, I mean, this stuff's just keeping. Think about all the containers that are still washing up all over the Pacific from the tsunami in Japan. I mean, that happened for what, months and months and months afterwards. These containers are just floating all over the place, and it's interesting because they're supposedly air and water tight, but they're not really. They have vents that water can get in, but yeah, that's what's going on here in Maryland.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Yeah, Joe, I had some experience working inside containers, and boy, that is one unhealthy place to be existing in.
Yeah, it's something where things are really getting weird. We talked about, you know, the financial fence that they've put around us. It goes into the insurance industry as well. But how about this? And I know Alex talked about this as well, where the government, the Federal Bureau of Land Management, is planning an exchange of land that they're going to set up to where BlackRock is going to kind of control federal land. And the thought on this is, somewhere down the line, as part of a social type credit score, if you will, where you're going, companies or really rich individuals can buy carbon credits. In other words, I'm going to buy this 10 acres of land. I'm not going to do anything on it. No people, no animals, no nothing. And that will allow me to fly on my private jet. That will allow me to, whatever, you know, go ahead and release whatever it may be in the factories that I have, because I bought some of this federal land and nobody's allowed. And, you know, you think about, why are, like, Gates and Bezos and Zuckerberg, why are they buying so much land? It kind of makes sense now. Now they can say, well, hey, I got all this land, and how it is being set up, you can't do anything on it, right? So no farming, no ranching, no people, right? This is just going to be, hey, nobody gets to touch it, but I get to use it as a carbon offset.
If you said it right, then I think the key was at the beginning of what you were saying, that you say BlackRock's going to control this land. Is that what I heard? I didn't hear own this land, well, or buy this land.
Well, and again, that's the part that we're quite not sure of, right? What is it? Are they going to
control.
Be the company that controls the purchasing
control.
Or the leasing?
Controlling
or
means no taxes.
Have owner, right? Yeah. Yeah,
so, control means no taxes, Joe. So BlackRock's got some huge profit involved in this if they don't have to pay property tax. While they, I guess that are the company that garners whatever profits off of selling this to the people that want to keep it pristine or whatever the carbon offsets are. But usually, what a business would have to do is buy the land, and while they're holding it and shoveling it off, they'd be paying the taxes on it, Joe. So. Very lucrative, I guess, to be BlackRock, where you get to control a bunch of property until some other sucker buys it to make it green, and then wouldn't be surprised if in 10 or 15 years some company rolls in there and puts a factory on there or whatever needs
right.
to be put there.
Right. Yeah, BlackRock will take care of it, right? But again,
no taxes.
Very interesting setup here. Like I said, by the time we talk about it, right, it's already happened. Right, it's already happened. They're light years in front of us. I mean, it's incredible what they've allowed our financial institutions to get away with. If most of us actually understood the fine print, most of them are like, "What? No, I'm not signing that. I'm not doing that. That's idiotic. I'm not an idiot." Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. And they count on us being idiots. And again, when we talk about it, because a lot of people are like, oh, no, come on, Joe, you're not. That's not going to happen. You know, yeah, maybe we'll get a digital currency, but they're not going to weaponize it. And we're not going to have carbon footprint and social credit scores and all this other stuff. And they're not just going to kick people out of banks. And, you know, yesterday I shared with everybody, my workers' comp company, you know, as an employee, if you're an employer and you pay people legally, you got to pay workers' comp. And you got to have a company provide the coverage for you. I've been doing it for years. I've never had a single workers' comp file, nothing. And guess what? Well, we don't like that you sell gold, so we're dropping you. This is happening. This is real. And what their abilities are, it's incredible. The system is getting worse. You know, we talk about fascism a lot on this show. And really, the government and these companies, How do they get away with it? How does the insurance company get away with, hey, we're going to sell insurance, but if we don't want to pay you, we don't have to. Why? Because they lobbied the government and they lobbied the regulators to make the rules to make sure that, hey, if something really bad happens, we don't have to honor our commitments, Jason.
So you're John D. Rockefeller in the late 1800s.
Excuse me, Joe. I was trying to stop that from happening. Continue.
Oh, I was finishing my point here. This is the realities. And again, wait till the next crash comes. People are going to learn a really painful lesson. Like Glenn said, most people don't know that the shock fence is there.
Right.
Most people don't know that it's there, and it's getting ready to come.
Yeah, like I said, Joe, a lot of it's already here. I think what you're very well pointing out is this is going to get a lot worse, and it could get a lot worse very quickly. And I think a lot of people are looking at the end of this year as being a very turbulent time, Joe. You're listening to the Half Empty Cup of Joe, Joe and Jason, 877-536-1360. Call or text. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended it.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Half Empty Cup of Joe is sponsored by Wagner Electric at
970-800-3693. Here, the Half Empty Cup here on this Friday, 877-536-1360, the call and or text line. And are they getting ready to use land now as a weapon? I mean, could this be one of these things? If you own a home, if you own a building, are you going to be assessed some type of carbon tax? That, again, you know, as we talk about, part of this enslavement that we see coming is you'll own nothing and like it, right? That's just kind of how it's going to be. You don't have the money. You can't own a home. You can't own a building because you can't afford the carbon footprint. And is this possibly why you're seeing all these billionaires buying up land? And let's say it's not just America. Chinese are buying it. The foreigners are buying it. All of these wealthy people, Jason, seem to be buying a lot of land.
Well, and land it very much is like gold and silver. It's just that because you can't pick it up and walk away with it, they're able to tax it. That's the only problem is, unfortunately, just like federal income tax, a property tax, you buy the thing and then every year they charge you a fee for the privilege to be the guy controlling that land. And that's why I said with BlackRock, last segment, talking about BlackRock, how they're going to control this land and create carbon credits for people that want to buy it and offset. Wow, they give BlackRock the honor to collect whatever kind of money they can collect by not being taxed on land that they are in control of, and then are going to delve it out to people that are going to, use this as a way to get a tax break, essentially. taxes. It's funny, Joe, because a lot of the carbon credit thing sure seems like people listening might be, why would anyone buy that BlackRock-controlled land to get carbon credits? Well, if your taxes are going to go up twofold or threefold or fivefold, and you come in at 2024 and you buy some carbon credit land and it slashes every tax increase in half, well, it could pay. Let's say tax increases go up fourfold in like a 10-year span or something, right? And you buy some of these carbon credits and you're able to, because of this new system, you're able to shave half of everything off that goes on. Well, you bought, if it goes up fourfold, you got 25% is what you paid in. Well, if you can carve off half of that 75% more that went up, you just more than paid for your carbon tax. Remember, this is a yearly thing. Carbon tax, carbon tax, carbon tax. Joe, it's a very, very tricky world we live in. And I know that the really good socialist businessmen, businessmen that aren't freedom loving, the big businessmen, they're gonna just jump all over this new system that's being built in front of us. And everybody else is just, Joe, it's one of those things. If you don't own things in inflation and a market cycle that's collapsing, you will find yourself in a much worse position. Your hourly wage will not keep up with what's happening around you. We got a caller coming on. If you want to jump in on the phones, 877-536-1360, you can call or you can text. This is what we've been doing here on the You Have Him to Come with Joe. Doug, thanks for coming in. What is your comment for us?
Well, I think the carbon tax thing is going to be like a blackmail tax. You prepay it up front, and then you don't have to worry about your stove in your house if it's gas or your hot water heater's gas. And the deal with BlackRock, it is financed by the CIA with taxpayers' money, and they're worth $21 trillion right now. So I hope to God when Trump gets in, he'll go and close that summit down and bring all that money back, put it towards the national debt, and then it will really cut everything down.
I'll have to look it up, but I'll bet Trump is highly invested in BlackRock stocks, Doug. That's just my guess.
Well, then he better change his mind.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Thanks for the call. Joe, what do you say?
First of all, I agree with Doug when it comes to BlackRock. Jason and I, we've got Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. This is the bidding of the government as far as we are concerned and the powers that be. And it is amazing how much money that these companies control. And again, my fear is, because this is just what seems to happen here, is they weaponize everything. And we're talking about taxes. Janet Yellen was talking about, oh my gosh, you got to support Joe Biden's budget proposal. We got to roll back all the Trump tax cuts. All of it's got to be rolled back. And then, oh, by the way, some of his tax cuts expire next year. We got to get rid of those, right? Can't renew them. You're all going to have to pay a lot more tax, but they're getting ready for the next piece of tax, right, Jason? They're getting ready to make things even more unaffordable.
Trump claims that he owns a stake in BlackRock that's between $25 and $50 million. So I don't think he's interested in BlackRock going down or being contested or taken apart. He's invested. He likes BlackRock.
I don't fault any of these guys for being invested in BlackRock. I don't. Because the rules tell them, hey, we better be invested with these guys, right? I mean...
No, you're right, Joe. I agree with you. I mean, the Trump has stated from his very first election, and I play by the rules they give me. If they change the rules, then that would be better for the citizens. But here's the thing. He's not going to take down a company he's fully invested in. He's not riding in on a white horse to slay the dragon of BlackRock. He's there to feed the dragon. So just needed to make the point because, you know, too much credit is given to a guy that that people think is going to fix this economy, fix the corporate fascism that we have in place, Joe. And it's pretty easy. I mean, that took me not even 5 seconds to look up, Joe, and there it was, just sitting right there. So the trap we talked about on the first segment that Glenn came in and you know, Trump knows how to operate very well, either inside or outside that trap. That's exactly what you just said, Joe. But don't think that Donald Trump's trying to take the trap apart. He's gaining income from the trap that's been built and put in place, Joe.
We'll see. I think you're right about some of that, and I think you're wrong about some of that. You know, the thing that I think anyway, and I don't know. It's not like Donald Trump calls me. I think there's certain aspects of the trap that he wants to take apart. Unfortunately, it's not the central bank, right? It's not BlackRock, right? But there are certain things I think that he would go after. So we'll see how it all plays out. The half-empty cup. We'll be back after the break.
Do something. Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We're back, the half-empty cup. Joe and Jason here wrapping up the Friday. We got Tahibo Tea coming up after us. We had Milan on the show yesterday and, you know, trying to fight the good fight there in California and talking about, you know, all these different things that I don't know how it all got to happen, but it just did, right? And too often, well, I think I know why. You remember when our founding fathers talked about the two most important things? Don't let the bankers be in charge of the money. And don't let government get too big. And we've done both. And when you allow for government to get too big, this is what happens. Right? This is exactly what we're talking about. Think about all the rules. I mean, you could commit suicide by jumping off the tax code. And I'm being a little facetious, but not much. It is so convoluted and nobody really knows how it works except the really wealthy people. And we're talking about how the government's putting this fence around us, a financial fence. Right? Now they're going to be putting around a social fence, a climate change fence, right? I mean, fence after fence after fence after fence. And just the basics of, hey, I want to own a home and own a vehicle. And I want to send my kids to college. Jason, that's an unobtainable goal for the vast majority of Americans today.
You will own nothing and you will be happy, right, Joe? There is one thing about not owning stuff. You know, there is, you have less responsibility. You know, you kind of live a little happier without having to think about the things you own. You know, I love the movie Fight Club. There's all kinds of really good little pieces of nuggets of wisdom. And one of them is like, the things you own end up owning you. That's one of the, when they're sitting there drinking a beer. And it is true. You know, with ownership comes responsibilities. But can't I decide if I want that responsibility? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, maybe some people can't handle owning things, but some of the rest of us can. And Joe, it's you're right. I'm thinking about our sons. I'm thinking of our grandkids. I'm thinking of just people I know. You know, their incomes. They talk about how much they're making, and then some people they talk about, hey, I'm making $25 an hour. I'm thinking, man, how far is that going to get you? And it's not going to get you a house and a car and the white picket fence and the American dream, right, Joe? That's survival money, right? And it's unfortunate. What was it when we were younger, Joe? I remember my first job was minimum wage was $3.25, right? I know back in the 1940s, I think minimum wage was 25 cents or 50 cents an hour, right, Joe? And now we're talking California to $20 an hour for a burger flipper, right? And Bert, I've not heard yet of a child saying, when I grow up, I want to flip burgers at McDonald's. So that's not the way it's going to go. That's not the way that America is going to improve itself, Joe.
Well, you know, there's these fintech companies out there. I don't know if any of you fit into this, but Synapse, an FDIC-backed bank, has filed for bankruptcy in bankruptcy court. They say that the Federal Reserve failing to properly manage this, there is 100,000 people who have been locked out of their bank accounts since May the 11th. $109 million in deposits has gone missing. Evolve Bank and Trust said in a bankruptcy filing. They've been trying to separate themselves. So this bank, Evolve Bank and Trust, is where this money was supposed to be, Jason. And Evolve is saying, hey, listen, they never sent the money. We don't have the money. We don't know where your money is. And all of a sudden, guess what? People don't have access to their money, and the FDIC has yet to even step in to give relief to these customers.
Yeah, I've seen similar situations bubbling up at different parts of the world where the owners of the system kind of testing the fence, right, Joe? Seeing if we shut down this, you know, these people's money, all the truckers, remember Canada? Hey, we'll just shut off their money, seeing what kind of response they're getting, Joe. So yeah, very much of this is happening on a regular tilt. Let's see if I can get a caller in here before the end of the segment here. Ann, thanks for calling in. What is your comment?
Well, I think this is real important. We only have 4 days after today to turn in your ballot, which is the fight between the RINOs and the real platform Republicans. So I just want to encourage people who may not have turned in their ballot yet, and you can go to a polling location, not just a drop box, but if you can't find your ballot, you can request another one. Make sure you've got your driver's license. And I urge that you vote for the real Republicans. So in Congress District 8, which is the Johnstown area, Greeley, and all of Adams County, that's Janet Joshi. In CD4, that's Lauren Boebert. In Ron Hanks is on a third, would represent a third of the landmass of the state of Colorado. And Dave Williams running in the El Paso area. And that's a huge area. So he's the state chair, and he's running for office, which is lawful to do under the state election laws, okay? So it's very important. And Trent Lisey, LEISY.com, TrentLisey.com, you can realize why you would want to vote for those. So this is the time when the RINOs end up winning because people aren't informed enough, okay? So that's why I call. Okay, and you can go to your county. You can go to your county Republican Party website and find out who's running. Okay.
All right, that was Ann. She's saying, "Don't vote for the really bad Republicans. Just vote for the bad ones." We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll return.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shut them books and throw away.
Final segment here on the half empty cup summertime. Yeah, I'm actually going out golfing in this in the dead of the heat here, because it's the only cheap golf season that we have, so hopefully I'll be okay, but I hope all of you have a great weekend. I really do, but this is crazy. There's 100,000 people that thought their money through Synapse was in this FDIC insured bank, and the money's not there, and the bank is like, well, we don't have it. And yet regulators aren't doing anything. Like, these people's life, they don't have access. There's no money in their accounts. They can't pay their bills. They can't do any of this stuff. And this is part of what we're talking about, these financial fences, right? You think, you know, you're doing something that, hey, this is going to make sense. And you know what? I'm going to use this because, you know what? I'm getting a little more interest, or they're giving you some type of kickback, whatever it may be. And Jason, when these things collapse, they find out all the protection they thought that they had, they never had. It didn't exist. It was just a myth that made them feel like they were protected, but they actually weren't. And you know, when you think about regulators haven't stepped in to do anything to help these people.
Yeah, it's just not a good thing to trust any financial institution or a corporation or franchise business. You need to be a consumer. You need to you buy things and do business, but that doesn't mean you need to trust any of this stuff, Joe. And you got to be vigilant when it comes to your interests. And if your interest is something that you want to walk away from and let somebody else, you trust somebody else to handle it. Hopefully you did your homework, Joe, right, and figured out who you left that money with, because things can snap in the wrong direction very quickly.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things. Be careful out there. It's unfortunately, the devil's always in the details, and nobody reads the details, right? Because, you know, when you sign up for stuff, you know how it is. Sign here, sign here, sign here, initial here. I just got a new workers' comp thing. Did I read it? No. Hopefully Brittany did. I think she did. I didn't, right? I just clicked the button, right? Yep, click, 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 boom. Okay, it's all set up, right? So just make sure you're taking care of your own house and never, I guess, trust but verify. I'm going to go don't trust and verify. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for supporting us. Tehebo Tees coming up next. Jason and I will be back next week.
Stop bitching. Do something. Stop bitching. Do something.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.